Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Divine Goddess Radio. We are your hosts, Marie Langley.
And Beth Jacobson.
And thank you so much for joining us today. Our mission is to educate, empower, and enlighten.
And you know what? If you are listeners to our show and you like what it is we talk about, or if you have some ideas for our show, we're more than happy to take back your feedback. Just email Beth and Marie at divinegoddessradio@gmail.com. If you're wanting to host a Divine Goddess party, which includes, you know, 10 or more people, all you have to do is, again, email us, and we come to your space. And the cool thing is, you know, I just came up with this, you guys. I think we could even do Skype if you were in Florida, California, and we're just there, and our presence is still there. So that would be even cool. That came in. So there
also
must be.
We can do Facebook Messenger because there's video on Facebook Messenger. So we could do it that way.
And then we can take your questions and everything. So we believe it or not, we can come to you, and it's a lot more inexpensive than us having to fly out there and everything. So that was just given to me. So it must be individuals are debating on that or not. Anyways, we have Marie, who is also a psychic, and if you'd like to have a session with her, you can give her a call at 651-303-0555, as well as Beth at 651-900-4136. We do it individually, and if you're really, really wanting us to do together, we can do it together, as well as we have a Facebook page. If you're wanting to build your community, you're looking for your tribe, go on to Facebook and like the Divine Goddess Radio. We'd love it. You guys, we've been on the air for 4 years. We would like to get those likes on our Facebook page past the amount it's at right now. I don't even know what it's at right now. And if you're wanting to set up services, you can go to our website, www.divinegoddessradio.com. Have I said everything?
Yeah, I think we got all the information out.
So welcome to the show, everybody.
Welcome to the show, and I'm just going to see if our guest is here.
We may.
Erica?
Hello.
Hi,
Erica.
How are you?
Hi.
Welcome, Erica.
Yeah, welcome. Listeners, we have with us today Erica Glessing, who is the CEO of Happy Publishing, and she is a master of happiness and creative expression, and she's going to be talking about having ease with money. So welcome, Erica.
Welcome.
Thank you. Happy to be here on a Monday, November.
It's a gorgeous, gloomy day today here in Minnesota. And Erica, do you want to tell us a little bit about yourself? Who are you?
Well, I'm glad to be on your show. You know, even the name Divine kind of feels light, doesn't it? And
doesn't
I think
it?
We can all use a little divinity here and there in our lives, right?
That's right.
Yeah, so I'm a third-generation book publisher, and I essentially help authors create magic with their books. So the publishing house actually talks to the consciousness of the books, and I have editors and designers. I have a whole team that works with me to take the book and then turn it into something real that can help you get your message, you know, bigger, out to more people. I think a lot of light workers are feeling the pressure on the planet to express themselves bigger. And that's kind of what I do, is I help authors get their messages to the more people.
Really?
Wow.
Do you guys also help with the marketing of it as well?
I'm not technically a book marketer. That's a whole different animal, and every book would love like a full-time marketing professional doing its thing. So essentially the author comes to me and I help generate and create the book. So I help them make sure the cover works. I help them design the look and the feel. I'll work with them on the title so it does a good job of Amazon SEO. The title and the cover is more important now than it used to be. It's something you want to just take some time and figure out what you love and what your readers would love. And then I help people with kind of the language they use around the book. But as far as the day-to-day in the trenches book marketing, no. Happy Publishing is primarily a book publisher.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So one of the books that we are going to be talking about today is a topic that everybody is just having an issue with, because when we do our call-in shows and people call in for readings, that's like one of the top things. When do you see me getting money? Money, 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 money. So one of the book that we're going to be talking about is Having Ease with Money. So would you like to give an introduction about that book?
Oh, my gosh. You know, the books are so valuable because what I did is I found some of the most wealthy kind of people who do light consciousness work and have ease with money.
Wow.
Nice.
And yeah. And so I have 20 different authors, including me. And it's really the concept of having money. It's having money. And how many lifetimes have you chosen against having money? And then how many
Amen.
Choices do you make every day that are against having money? Not just making
mm-hmm.
it, but holding
mm-hmm.
it, having it,
mm-hmm.
having it in your house, having it in your world. I was sitting there shopping this morning, and it's just so much pleasure shopping when you have money.
Yes, it is.
Yes. When you don't have any money, it's so challenging. I have 3 children. How do I feed them? And so the book kind of starts with, what questions can you ask about your life? What choices can you make that are more in alignment with having money? So for me, a beautiful home is something I really value, you know,
mm-hmm.
more than having my nails done. I don't really like having my nails done. So to me, living in a really beautiful place is a higher value. So when you look at having ease with money, it's about having money, but also just being easy about it. And then, you know, what just showed up for me pretty big time, and I tend to intuit some of the listeners, is it's just not that fun to ask for it.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Right?
Yep.
Wow.
Yep.
Yep. Correctamundo.
Are you there?
Yes.
We're just like here going. Yeah. Can you hear us?
Oh, okay.
Hello?
I didn't hear you for a minute. So,
oh,
yeah.
No, we're absorbing it.
Tell me yourself, like, is it easy or hard for you to ask for money?
It's always hard to ask for money because you feel like, you know, you're supposed to be doing it on your own. And
mm-hmm.
there's a certain
Ooh,
part of
did
maybe
you feel
embarrassment.
Like that? Let's just let go of that right now. You're supposed to be doing it on your own. You're supposed to be doing it on your own. You're supposed to be doing it on your own. Can you feel what that feels like?
Yes.
Oh, that feels so heavy. Oh, my gosh. Is it more fun to do things alone or with a group?
With a group.
Yeah, right? And is it more fun to have a radio show with listeners or without?
Oh, with.
So what would it be like if clients could pay you money and you felt good about getting the money? What would that be like?
You know, it's awesome. It's an awesome, awesome feeling. And I know that what a lot of light workers struggle with is saying, oh, I don't know if I should charge because this is a gift that I have, and should I be charging with it?
Or they get the people saying, that is a gift, and who are you to charge?
Exactly.
Yeah. So what I found out from book publishing, and I have lots of books, so I'm really blessed. I have over 20 books. I have over 180 number one best-selling authors that I have served. And I can tell
wow.
you, people read a book that they buy quicker than they read a book that is given to them.
Yes.
And if they go on the shelves and they choose a book – and they give money for it. They do the energetic exchange. They say, here's $25. Like, you can go on Amazon and get the energy of money. Or, I'm sorry, Having Ease with Money. I have an energy series coming out. So Having Ease with Money, you can go online right now and buy the book. If you pay the money, you're going to read the book. You're going to trust the opinions in the book. You're going to learn from the book. If you don't give any money, it's just crazy. You're going to doubt the learnings. It just doesn't make – it isn't logical. and we think we're kind of above money. And if and you know, here's the thing about being above money is you incarnated into a body. So the body requires food. The body requires clothing. The body requires, you know, shampoo.
Yes, it does.
Yep.
And so when you resist the body's needs and you don't ask for money, then basically here's a couple things that happen. You might have to work in a job you hate to support your gift, right?
Yep, yep, yep.
There's, you know, things you have to do that you don't
Correct.
Like when you're not asking
Correct.
For enough money.
Right. Yeah, and you know, I think, like, that'll come up a lot in even on in readings that we do when people are, well, I don't want to blah, blah, blah. And it's like, listen, you know what? Your guys are telling you this is not a permanent solution, but this is a temporary way for you to bring in the money to pay the bills so you can continue to follow your passion. And sometimes people don't want to, they kind of overlook that because they're like, oh, I don't want to go to a desk job. I don't want to do this, this, this. Yet sometimes you need that to get what you need so you can focus on, you know, your stuff down the road.
So there's a really funny thing I'm going to say just to give you a little wake up. So basically, when you're having more orgasms and more sex, you get more money easily, more easily. So you want to wake up that life-giving, I call it orgasm, but it's kind of like just that joy of life, that expression of excitement about projects. Like, this morning I woke up, I'm working with an author, and he's writing a book about passion as a way of getting to success and being in his passion. It's so much fun to work with him. Like, he's so much fun to work with. And he gives me money to help him, and there's nothing stopping me from helping him. It's like I'm fully able to do it because he gives me money to do it. And I give him a book, so it's like a good mm-hmm. exchange. But if I was doing a psychic reading for someone, well, I'm going to free up something that's been bugging them, you know, and that's priceless.
Exactly.
So mm-hmm. I think you want to start practicing enjoying having and giving money and having ease with it and having fun with it. And if you want some help, this book has beautiful authors in it. And one of my favorites is Cass Thomas, T-H-O-M-A-S, first name Cass, K-A-S-S. She's in Italy. And she's brilliant at teaching about ease with money. And I recommend people go and look her up, too, because she's just a brilliant thinker about having ease with money.
Okay. Okay. Thank you for that. Yeah, we can you know, let people know that. Obviously, when they listen to the podcast, they'll get that information. But let's go back to the orgasm thing.
You have our attention, Erica. You have our attention.
Okay, so what's the second chakra about?
That's what it's about. It's the sexual organs.
And money,
yep.
right?
And money.
Right? So it's creativity, sex, and money are in the second chakra. And so if you're looking for a regular job, you want to have awaken that part of your being. So you want to awaken that part of your being. So part of having ease with it is having ease with all of it. And it, you know, I don't know how guys do it to themselves that much, but girls is pretty easy.
Exactly.
And you
well,
know, I'm
I
sure
think we might have a new twist on our reading show.
You want to just like. Get in that space of having more of that in your life, especially when you need money. You want to have lots of good. Yeah, exactly.
I love it. Oh my God, I love it. Erica,
and
you have no idea. You have no idea. I just love that you're saying this.
I swear to gosh, if you look at who does that more and who has that more and who won the election, I'm just saying.
Oh, that's crazy.
Oh, wow.
Amazing, second chakra, and, you know, we're human beings. We're born into a body. So we want to start mm-hmm. having more joy. Part of that and money is all together, like joy and money and sex and creativity and creative expression. Maybe it comes when you paint, you know, maybe it comes when you sit next to a tree. Maybe taking a hike and looking at the ocean gives you that feeling of orgasm. But you want to always be also having orgasms, like, a lot, especially if you're worried about money. You want to have them more. So I'm just saying, like, it has a – you can feel when I even say it, like – I think if you can tell if it's true for you, because when you say it, it's even light. It's even fun, right? It's like, oh, really? I'm supposed to do that? Because what happens sometimes is people get worried about money, and then they shut that part of their body down, right? Yeah. Like, mm-hmm. then they're not in the mood ever.
God, I never put really those together. Like, never even put it together.
Yeah, well, it is pretty fun. Like, I mean, you wanna. I don't think anybody wrote about that in the book. Darn it! I need to do a new book.
There you go.
Yeah, it's really about that awakened sense of deliciousness about life, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And here, you know, my 13-year-old's running around, but here. This perfectly easy experience of having an orgasm is completely free. And so you might as well invoke that when you're calling to have more money. I mean, you might as well start doing more of having more good feelings in your body when you're having more money. It's like, you might as well, like, it doesn't hurt anything, right? It releases a good amount of yummy energy, which is also a life force. And then are you more attracted to someone who's, you know, kind of joyfully happy, or would you rather learn from someone who's got kind of an Eeyore perspective, right?
I love it. Oh my goodness.
Oh my gosh, how fun. Yeah, that's something really fun. Yeah.
I'm like stunned here. I don't even know what to ask for the next question here.
Well, I know, I'm processing
good.
It going.
Oh, good. Wake up that second chakra for you, love. And then the third chakra, it's always fun to do chakra clearings, like, no matter what. Like, I just love to do that with all my clients and when I'm not publishing books and when I'm just helping people with their energy. And then the next chakra up is the eye chakra. It's the gold part of your, like, it's the self, ego, yellow, a lot of people who are spiritual workers get called to help others and forget to care about themselves. True?
Oh, exactly. Yes.
And so that third chakra is also pretty vital, because that's the place where we take care of us. And I'm a mom, so I often have to remind myself to do self-care. It isn't like something I naturally just automatically do. So the other thing you see when the people who wrote, like, ease with money, they have ease with self-care. I'm still working on that one, by the way.
Yep. I think that is extremely important, because we do. And I know even with, you know, with light workers, we do forget to clear ourselves. We do forget to take a day of our own. We do forget to go have our own massages and our own retreats and our own pampering
mm-hmm.
to the point where we get, you know, bogged down.
Yeah, I took the day off yesterday, and at first I felt kind of guilty, and because I have so much going on. I have several books I'm publishing right now. I'm working with a bunch of authors, and we're trying to do some things before the year ends, and I sat there and my body said, you know what? If you take the day off, everything will go better. And I was like, take the day off? And I seriously did. It was really, really felt like luxury. I took a bath and did my hair, and it's really fun. And I do feel like today I'm a little bit more on it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. A simple bath, what it can do for our energetic fields, it's amazing.
Yeah, exactly. So remember to take time for you. And it's amazing, that actually is good for your money flows. It's actually better for your money flows than not taking care of you.
Oh, yes, definitely. Definitely.
Wow.
What other information would you be able to give us from your book that you would like for the listeners to know about?
You're so cute. You're still in the second chakra, huh?
I know. Can you see? I'm just visualizing. There, go on.
Like sex and money, huh? Wow. So you didn't know you could have more sex and more money at the same time.
There's a
SoundCloud by a woman named, I'll just name her and people who can search her if they choose to, Shannon O'Hara, and she's in Access Consciousness, and she does a whole SoundCloud about visualizing money coming when you're in the middle of that.
Oh, God, now that's a whole other concept.
And she said basically what happens is, we think about money as dirty, and so there could be lifetimes of being a whore. Many people have lifetimes where they got paid for sex or where they somehow made it dirty. It somehow started feeling dirty. And so I have to tell you a funny story. For me, I was doing this happiness telesummit that I hold each spring, and I was interviewing someone about this like glass ceiling. And so she did a process with me, like, Erica, what's your glass ceiling? I was like, well, I don't like selling books. I'm like, well, this is kind of a problem considering you're an author.
Oh, that's funny.
Like, yeah, right? And so I went, huh, you're right. And so we were like exploring it. This is before I was running Happy Publishing. I was writing happiness books and then started publishing a year or two later after this interview. But anyway, so she went into my body and we got a hold of what was holding me back. And it was this thing like, it's better if I give it away. It was like, it's cleaner if I give it away. It's like, if I sell it, it had like, you know, some icky feelings on it. Like I was in, and so I didn't tell her when she was doing the glass ceiling exercise with me that I tuned into past lifetimes as a hooker. And I was like, huh, that's where the sex got to be dirty, right? And giving it away got to be clean. And I looked at the energy of that and I went, huh, well, what if giving away is okay and selling your books is okay, is clean also? Like, what if I could get money for my books also? And that was my book, Happiness Quotations. I even had the cover as a picture of a gift. That's how much, like, I didn't want to sell it. Right?
Wow.
And so I actually tapped into this, like, and on my YouTube channel, I don't know how hard you have to look, though, but there is a video exercise on freeing past lives as a hooker. That's actually, I actually cut a video about that because you want to start associating money as clean and seeing it as part of joy. And also you want to clean up any sexual energy around that that could be from past lives, because many of us have had past lives as all of it. You know, even as the person that ran the brothel, that could have been a past life as someone who's listening. And then money, you know, got all this associations with it that were all pretty much fake. Like, it's all pretty much a lie. Like, any of that, anything you associate like that is a lie. Because energetic exchange is just, here's an hour of my time, here's $150. It's like, whatever. It's not, there doesn't need to be anything attached to that. Do you see?
Exactly.
And then when someone pays to give you, to get a psychic reading or receive from you, they've paid for it. They feel good. They're ready. They're excited. They're on time. They're poised. They're like open to your messages. It's like they've given you the money that they got, however they got it. And do you see that there's nothing dirty in there at all? Like, there's nothing dirty in there. That's not dirty. It's devoid of any of those attachments. And so if you have like a really deep past life attachment, you might not be able to clear it without asking it specifically to clear. And you can clear any lifetime of crap just by asking it to leave. But you have to consciously, in my opinion, you have to like consciously say, leave.
Oh, yes, yes,
yeah,
yes.
Because otherwise it can hang out in your in the recesses of your cellular memory, and you might not even know why you hate money. You know what I'm saying?
Mm. You know, that's interesting because we, I mean, we're always trying to examine stuff about money. And, you know, we've gone in and obviously, every, you know, we've had lives, past lives, where we've taken a vow of poverty, we've been nuns, we've been priests, et cetera, et cetera. And you always, you know, clear those saying, you know, this is not my life now, blah, 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 blah. But never even thought about the hooker part of it or, you know, that there was, it was related to a certain chakra or the sexual energy or any of that. So that's
yeah, I mean,
very
how does
and we should know this and we're not even putting it together.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, my Lord.
Yeah.
Yeah, because do you feel how opening that up, opening up that chakra and opening, allowing sexuality and money to each have their own energy without the bounds and the ties of constricting each other? Do you feel how much lighter both of it gets?
Yes.
I can see that right now energetically. And maybe it's the listeners. When you're opening up that chakra, that second chakra and that waves, oh, it's so happy. It's so thankful. Do you feel it? It's so thankful. Wow. Oh,
yes.
My gosh. Judging one's body as dirty, you want to release that. Judging one's body as anything other than a physical entity in a spiritual world, I mean, it doesn't need to be, yeah, all that release, I can feel it. It's pretty exciting. So then just ask for more of that. Be like, yeah, I'd like more of that. I want more of that happy, freed up expression energy. And that's really what the planet requires right now, too. Even when I look at, like, the new, in the United States, the new First Lady, I'm like, well, it's kind of cool. Like, they're so cool about the body. Like, it's just like the body. It's not like a big, it's not like, I don't know. It's just so different. It feels like actually a light wave of fresh, of, you know, I mean, there's some other sexual stuff around that's kind of weird. But if you look at, like, people waking up to being comfortable in their bodies, that's where the money is needed for the body. So when someone says, like, I don't really need anything, you're like, huh, what about air? I mean, because you're incarnated right now. And so it's true, at some calibration of being, the spirit requires nothing. But what if having, this is the other thing that I just love, and I just love this forever. If all the light workers on the planet had all the money, imagine what the planet would be like.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
right?
Yeah.
In fact, I went to that in the last couple weeks. I was like, well, what if there was just so much in the hands of the people who believe in the environment and believe in the trees and the ocean and the nutrients and life and good water, right? And plants and animals. And what if, like, that was the body of people that had just the bulk of all the money, like that? Yeah, but we have to agree to have money first. We have to get
Correct.
Over whatever crap is that stops that from being real, right?
Well, yeah, because, you know, even in our own practice, in our own healing center, you know, we've discussed that. But you know what, we always say, and we say it very loudly, if there is an energetic exchange, you are paying us for our experience and our time, and we are, you know, it's, we're giving you information to guide you. We're accepting that energetic exchange.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah, you know what I'd say? I'd say double your rates and let the chips fall.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Erica. I'm serious. You're probably a small handful of people who said you don't even charge enough for what it is that you offer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because what you want to do, well, when someone first told this to me for Happy Publishing, the other thing you can do, if you're looking at having an entrepreneur, because a lot of my authors are entrepreneurs, and if you're looking at having an entrepreneurial business that succeeds, you want to pull it outside of your body. It cannot actually be inside of your body and thrive.
Mm-hmm.
Just like when a baby's born, they do better outside of your body. you know, after 9 months.
Yes, yes.
They can't just stay in there. So your business thrives better when it's like you put it a couple feet in front of you, and then you send energy to it and let it nourish you as well. So you send money to the business. Like, I send money to Happy Publishing. I let people pay Happy Publishing. I'm allowing Happy Publishing to nourish the people, but I am not that. I am not that. I am Erica. I have my own spirit and guides. Does that make sense?
Yes. Yeah, makes total sense.
And it's really easy when you're a light worker to think you are your business. But that doesn't allow your business to thrive. In fact, one of my authors this morning, we were looking at the picture of him and his name on the cover. And at first he was a little bit like not sure. And then I had just done another book with someone and it was on vulnerability, and we put her on the cover. And it was so beautiful, but she couldn't see that for herself. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It was hard for her to put her on the cover. But I looked at it and I was like, well, what's more vulnerable than you being on your own cover?
Yeah.
It's called Vulnerability is the Road to Change. And putting her on the cover was just brilliant. Like, it's just, she's just brilliant. She looks perfect on the cover. It's like you can't even imagine a different cover once the right thing shows up. Does that make sense?
Yes.
So for your businesses, ask the sessions what they require. Say, session, what would you like to get paid? And then have it all work. So it works for the client, it works for you, and it's all winning. What would the client feel good paying? So if you're asking the client for $35 and they'd rather give you $100, they're going to feel more comfortable giving you $100. And if you don't give them that, then your business is going to have a hard time thriving. So you have to go in and say, what would feel good? Just ask it, like, without – it's hard. You have to pretend you don't care about the outcome. Does that make sense?
Yep. Yes. Yep.
And when you don't care about the outcome and you really don't care, like, right, you just don't care. So then what is the value of this session? And then what would someone like to pay for it? And then start getting the numbers. And then if you're completely out of sync with your peer set, like 2x too small or 5x too big, then do a reality check. Say, okay, I get that you would like to be, you know, how much would a good session fee be? Come, give me a number.
$180.
Okay, cool.
For an hour.
So, yep. Session, would you like to be 180? Oh, yeah. Would you rather be 200? Oh, yeah, I'd much rather be 200. Okay, cool. 200 sounds a lot easier than 180, doesn't it?
Yes, it sure does.
It feels really light. And so if you say to the session, are you comfortable being 200? Yes, I'm getting 200 as a much easier number for people to pay than 180, and I can't explain why. I don't know why pushing the button of 180 is harder than pushing the button of 200, but that feels easier. So then you say, okay, cool, session. So do you get that your session would rather be 200? Do you get that?
Yes, yes.
Feels really easy and light. So now you go, oh my gosh, that's crazy. Now you might get someone for whom 300 would be a little bit okay and 200's way better.
Yes.
At
oh,
180,
I see, yes.
You might get someone for whom 100 would be way better, and 180 is a pain in the ass.
Yes.
See the difference? So you just got to start talking to the consciousness of the sessions. This is all from the Body of Work of Access Consciousness. And then you just want to start kind of having the conversations. But and then the other thing that I'm getting is that people might like packages of several sessions. Does that resonate?
Yep, yep. Yep.
So yeah. I'm getting like, you could do like a January special. If you pay now, you have all of 2017, 5 sessions, you know, whatever, $800 or something. Like something crazy like that, or $750 for this or that, and give people a timeline. But there might be a thirst. When you start saying packages of several sessions, what happens is you get off of the whole concept of you only need one when you're desperate and you can only have one.
Oh.
when you start saying what would be an ongoing relationship look like, and how much fun is it? Like, I have this one woman I've been giving her help for like 4 years. She's been hiring me. It's so fun because I go back with her. We know when she got out of her old house. We know when she bought her new house. We know when she got out of the old job. We know when, you know what I mean? Like, we go back and forth. We know I've met her husband. Like, it's so fun. Isn't it fun to have repeat people?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So you want to start encouraging repeat business. You want to start encouraging repeat money. You think how happy the money is doing that. Do you feel how happy it is?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
It feels so light. And then people can say, well, let's see, for my quarter, I want to make sure I have, you know, money to give to my sessions. I want to make sure I have money for my food, money for my, right? And then they start budgeting for you.
Oh, I love it.
Right?
Yep.
Like,
yep.
What if it were just ongoing? What if it feels to me like there's something that happens in the spiritual community where we let ourselves be like, okay, I'm so desperate that I have to use you, so I'm going to come up with the money.
Right. Or you
and
get
what
even.
Go ahead.
You know, oh, even you even get light workers who kind of get desperate and say, okay, I'm willing to cut my fees like by 3/4 just to get a reading. But I think that sends the message, the wrong message out too.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I what I do, let's see, what I do, I make all kinds of offers when I need cash flow.
Mm-hmm.
I just start making offers. So I'll try 3 or 4 different things. I don't find that cutting the money down is always helpful because that person that takes the lower money might require 3 times the energy.
Correct. Exactly. Thank you very much.
Correct.
So you want to, but I do think packages where you offer, like I'm doing a book deal now with someone and we've done like 6 books together and she just booked me for her 7th one.
Nice.
And it's like I know her team. I know how to work with her. I mean, it's not always perfect. And we do the good covers. My designers know how to take care of her. It's like she's got really high standards. We get along. It's like it's ease. You know what I'm saying? So you want to have repeat people, just see them coming back again and again, and then ask them to do purchase packages, you know? And in the beginning, here's the thing. If you've never asked for anyone to purchase a package, they might be like, huh?
Exactly.
But then once you do say, you know what, so what I do for my group books, so I have group books, so I've been able to make them all bestseller. So I have books like The Energy of Receiving, The Energy of Happiness, The Energy of Healing. So the first time when someone comes in, it's $1,000 to be in one of my group books. But I do a repeat customer pricing that's really sexy.
I love it. I love
it. If I've already published someone, I charge them pretty much half of what they get charged if they're new. And so I have people I've published like 7 or 8 times. And it's a win-win because they're writing about things they love to write about. They're expressing themselves bigger. They're getting the #1 bestseller. I mean, everybody wins. Like, they win. And then I win because I get to work with people again and again, which is so much fun. So I recommend that you look at your sessions and then you – I really got that number, the 180. I really got the 200 on that. But, I mean, do whatever feels right for you. But I really got
Erica,
like a smoothness.
Erica, I'm telling you, girl, I have no problem with asking for money. I don't. So you just – I can't even believe I wasn't expecting this. You just validated a lot. You just validated a lot for me. So thank you so much.
Yeah. And then what you want to look at is what energy – I'm clearing some of the energy. So I think we raised up some stuff for people, and I think we're going to go back into that second, third chakra clearing spaces. And it's funny because the publishing chakra is like the 5th, the throat chakra. It's expression. But the one that you tapped into for me to talk about was ease with money. I'm definitely getting that second, third chakra clearing. And so what I would say to people who are if they're kind of trying to do this, to be the gift on the planet, right, to do their spiritual stuff,
mm-hmm.
a lot of times people will have a holier-than-thou attitude. Like, one of my authors actually has this attitude, I do this for many, but I do natural healing. Now that's just my gift. So she flipping heals people from cancer.
Wow.
For 30 years, she's been healing people with cancer. She's in, her name's Donna Labar. She healed her daughter who had leukemia. Her daughter is now 28 or something, and her daughter had it at 12 and healed from it. I mean, crazy success with healing people from cancer. It's like there's this big block of getting paid to do it. And as a result, she's had another career for 30 years. And so she's doing this other job. And so when you try to talk to her about her book and stuff, she's like, well, I'm at a this, I'm at a that. She's doing her regular job, right? Mm-hmm. So is the planet better served with her working in a not really a nine to five job, but with her working her other job?
No.
And then doing healing when she can on the weekends for free. You can even just see that, like, how much the planet would love to have her healing energy full time, right?
Exactly. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And she heals people. She just knows how. There's just something she does. It's like with alkaline, with bodies. She knows how to get kids off of, like, fast food and into healthy food. She just knows so much about bodies. And it's crazy because she's just completely unwilling to charge for it. And it's even beyond being unwilling to charge for it. It's like proud of not charging. Does that make sense?
Yes. Yes, it does.
So let's just take the energy that we just brought up, because that's a lot of challenging energy. And there was some judgment there, so I want to apologize on that, because if you indeed desire not to have money for your gifts, and I tend to judge that as being wrong, I'm going to release that, because you don't need that either. If you just want to walk around healing people for no money, certainly everyone's free to do that whenever they want to. And the planet needs healing of all kinds.
Oh,
but if
Lord,
you
yeah.
are interested in, like, leaving a job you hate and going to do what you love full time, start asking for money for it with an awareness that your work will actually help more people. That's the thing. Yeah.
Right. Right.
And
it's interesting because these are all, we talk about these things all the time.
But it's not all.
But it's, you know, and it's, there's like a lot of aha moments that we're going through. But, you know, we live in a very spiritual community. We have a lot of light workers in our community, and we tend to be the ones that kind of talk against the norm, because, you know, like for myself, I have people who've been in the business, you know, doing readings for, you know, 20, 30 years, and they always say to me, well, you just started a few years ago. How can you charge more than we do, and we've been doing it forever? And I always look at them and say, well, because I'm not, this is an energetic exchange, and I feel this is what I'm worth.
So let's look at that. Let's look at the energy of being pathetic. I love this energy. Me and pathetic, we're such good friends. You know, I love being pathetic. I was raised like, I was such an A student, and I shone so brightly that I really was given the opportunity to look pathetic quite often. And it served me so well, because here I was, straight A's, you know, but I was always impoverished, right? Oh, I got my first job. I was a news reporter. Oh, my gosh, award winning. I won a huge award my first year, but I only made like $170 a week, right? Not to show my age or anything like that. So here it is. It's like, let's be as pathetic as possible, and then let's brag about how pathetic we are, and then let's out-pathetic each other. And I love that word, because it's so funny, because really, what joy is there in being pathetic? So if someone says to me, well, I've been doing this longer and I charge less, I go, huh, would you like a session?
Exactly.
Because honestly, you need to learn what I know.
Oh, that is funny.
Honestly, because here's the thing. If you want to choose a pathetic choice, and every choice is like one is a little bit more pathetic than the other one, right? One choice is going to be a little bit less pathetic, and one's going to be a little bit stronger in every choice. So, it's funny. I did a reading. I can also talk to dead people, which is something I sell too sometimes. And my rates are like halfway between zero and like John Edward. So I could charge several hundred dollars. And so this woman hired me, and she gave me $300, and we sat there, and it was 45 minutes. And she'd actually already hired two of, like, the top psychics in the planet. I didn't know this at the time. She'd already hired John Edward and then James Van Praagh, and she said to me, that reading was, like, better.
Wow.
So I sat there and I went, cool. How cool is that, right?
Yes. That is very cool.
So I just want you just to take some charge in that and knowing, like, when you set your rates for people, you're going to help them through what they need to be helped through. And when you know what your rates are, it really, there is no competition, you know.
Mm-hmm.
For book publishing, you can pay less than I charge, and you can pay 10 times more than I charge. And the way I set my rates is basically I look at what works in my life, what works for the client, and I have to pay the designers. And I, you know what I mean? There's like a whole, there's a whole thing to it. And so I look at that as a whole, and then I set my rates based on kind of a combination of what the market can bear, but also really what I feel like, how many people talk to the book, you know?
Exactly.
You know, how many psychic publishers are there? And there's just not that many. And I get that. So I set my fees kind of very privately. I don't really care what anyone else charges, in the sense of, the only thing I'd say is if I wasn't able to eat, then I'd look at my rates and go, huh, either I want to do something different or frame what I do differently, or but I could never go and charge like $10 an hour or something, you know. I just could never do that.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Where are you located out of, Erica?
I'm in Northern California.
Oh.
Okay.
Nice.
Very nice.
You make me want to get writing my books and having you do it, do the publishing. I'm serious.
I swear to gosh, the radio shows, almost every time I'm on a radio show, a couple books get written. So I want to be careful when you listen, because books get written. I was on one, and actually I was able to channel the spirit of Wayne Dyer, and he was telling people at that point that if he'd left everything on his hard drive, what would the world be different if he'd never written any of his books?
Oh.
Right?
Yeah.
Oh, I hear it's you. Like, man, I'm hearing you loud and clear today. Loud
like
and clear.
The whole world would not have any of that material if he'd left it on his hard drive.
That's right.
You know?
Yep.
And here's the other thing is someone's going to learn specifically better from you.
Right.
Someone's going to actually learn better from you than anyone else. And so you need to know your own thumbprint, like your own snowflake, your own ownness, your selfness, your beingness. And I would just get really good at what you do, because honestly, those rates, they could change again. And I'm seeing that you want to be global. So just open up the doors to the, maybe through Skype or Zoom, through your readings, and then just really start picturing like the perfect client showing up and what that might look like. And I definitely get a hit on quarterly readings. So I definitely get a hit on someone doing like every quarter, like encouragement to participate once a quarter with you, that people will start having more expansion. Does that make sense?
Yes.
So you want to show people what they can get out of playing with you, you know? So if they can get more expansion from more playing with you, then you want to play with them more, you know?
Sure.
It's good for them and it's good for you. It's good for them and it's good for you. Do you see that? Do you feel that energy of that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And there, if you want to charge less and feel good about it, charge less and feel good about it, but be in tune with... If you're at dissonance, we do feel dissonance, don't we, everybody?
Yeah.
We sense dissonance. Everybody does. It's a... Not everyone feels it perfectly. It's kind of like if someone's running half-assed, like I'm watching them play basketball, and let's say they're just sort of like rolling up the court and they're not really playing hard. Do I know it?
Yes.
Yeah. It's the same thing with how you are in your life. If you're at dissonance, if you're half-assing it, it's observable, right?
Right.
It's bigger than you. So when you're into it, when you're doing it, when you're feeling it, when you're, like, loving it, when you're full force, that's really different. That resonates totally different. That's going to be where you charge more and more for your fees. And you always want to be looking at charging more because you always want to be having more. And, you know, it's like you're going to – that's the whole thing about having ease with money. It's like have more, be more, do more. It's like serve more, be more, help more people, heal more people. You know, when you're all at it full force, giving, doing, and getting paid well, oh, my gosh, can you just feel the wholeness of that picture? It's so good.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
It feels totally different than anything that isn't that. And here's the other fun thing. I welcome people to judge me for asking for too much money.
Oh, okay.
like if you want to judge, because anything that judges me like that will stick it in better. It's like it'll reinforce it.
Oh, I never thought
of
that.
Just don't judge me for being too pathetic. Judge me for having too much, please.
There you go. I love your attitude.
That is... or judge me from having too many orgasms.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah, because I'm not getting any younger. I might as well have fun.
Oh, that's funny.
Wow.
And this is all in your book? Everything you talked about?
No, probably not.
I see a book coming out about chakras and what they can do for you other than the norm.
You know, that's interesting because I don't think about that knowledge as being so special, but I think you're right. Like, not that many people make the connection. But anyone who's job searching or looking for money or looking to create more, have more, and be more should definitely wake up your second chakra. And that is going to be whatever it takes for you to do that. So, you know, we talked about having, you know, lots of O's.
Oh, I love it.
And it's also just that whole place of being so in one of my books, it's called Happiness Quotations, and I talk about, like, finding things that make you happy as part of, like, your job. So I like certain kinds of music. It may not be the same as what you like, right? I like certain kinds of food. It may not be the same kind that you like. So as you're figuring out what you like and what you love, it doesn't even make sense, but this is helping the planet.
Yes, I do believe that. I do believe it.
Yeah. And we're all built different. Yeah, so we're all made different. So you don't have to like what anybody else does. But at the same time, like I was listening to someone this morning, and he's like, his packages, he sells, he helps people with their platform, and he charges $72,000 a year. I was like, wow, that's really interesting. I was listening to him talk about it. He goes, when he charged $24,000 a year, he was helping people, but they wanted to get to this or that place. They didn't think he could do it for $24,000, even though he was happy at that amount, right?
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so he changed it to $72,000. He ended up like 10 times, and he got 10 more clients.
Wow.
Wow.
He like tripled his rates, and he ended up with 10 times more people, and he built a bigger team. And he said, you know what, they just couldn't see me being able to achieve what I could achieve at that other level. They just couldn't see it. They couldn't, but because they wanted this, they wanted that, they wanted something so big and so deep. So sometimes when you're charging, because people really want a big change, and they just don't think they can get there without investing something. And so when you help them, you let them invest, and then they really do make a specific, like a 10 times change in their lives, right? Or something really big changes in their lives, you know, and think about that. And then their whole lives are different because you've woken that up in them, and it's so beautiful. And you want to allow that beauty. So you letting go of the drama with money actually changes the whole world for the better.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Who knew?
Now, how many books have you personally written? How many did you say?
So in the group books, I write one chapter, and I have about 18 of those. I have two books that I wrote myself. One's called Prospect When You Are Happy, and one's called Happiness Patience. My company is called Happy Publishing, and I actually have a free complimentary class. It's a 7-part video series, and you can find it at happypublishing.net/books. And it's a master class on some of the stuff I've talked about on the show about expressing yourself in your books.
Love it. Oh, wonderful. Wonderful. And is that, if somebody was interested in getting a hold of you, is that the best way, is through your website?
Probably, or just happypublishing@gmail.com. They can email me. That's probably the best way. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm also on Twitter, Facebook, all that stuff.
Oh, yeah. Perfect. Okay. We only have a couple minutes left. Is there any other message that you wanted to leave the listeners with?
I just want to say, like, be fearless in growing your business. Let it be part of what's beautiful on the planet. Let your spirit soar bigger. Let your gifts shine brighter. Just give yourself permission to be more, have more. Just kind of, you know, I'm just seeing this, yeah, this much bigger form of expression and light on the planet. And wow, yeah, beautiful. Thank you.
Well, thank
Wonderful.
You.
Thank you so much, Erica. We,
yeah.
we had a blast
this
with you.
Like, I'm going, Lord, I wasn't expecting this. This is great. You are fabulous.
Yeah. I don't really need a report. You just go have some fun. Although, if you write a manuscript, definitely give me a call.
Oh, definitely. Okay, can this book be found on Amazon?
Yeah, all my books are on Amazon. You can look under my name, Erica Glessing. So,
okay.
Yeah, I have lots of books on Amazon. And they're all number one bestsellers. I'm kind of competitive.
Well, Erica, it has been such a pleasure having you on here.
Yes, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Doing all your good work in the world. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All
Wonderful.
Right.
Have a fabulous day.
Yes, have a fabulous day.
Thank you. Bye-bye now.
Thank you. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.